Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Happy almost Memorial Day weekend.
Thank fucking God. It really feels like the perfect time to get the fuck out of here.
No, for real. I need to get the fuck out.
Did you figure out where you're going?
No, and I'm going nowhere. But, well, maybe I'll go last second. Like, I don't know.
Why don't you go down the shore or something?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. The problem that I'm running into, and I think it's giving me a little bit of anxiety in general, is the fact that there are so many people, like, going places. Like, anywhere I want to go, I know there's going
to
be a million people
there. Not looking forward to how long the lines are going to be.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't really know how I feel. But I'm kind of hoping maybe the city will actually be empty this time. Because the last couple of Memorial Days, it hasn't been. People have just been, like, hanging around, and it's been a real nightmare. But it would be nice if it were empty and I could just go lay in Central Park.
Central Park, I was going to say,
get a hot dog. Hey, those are all my favorite things.
You got to get a hot dog on Memorial Day.
No, of course. Are you kidding me? Of course. I'm going to hit up I got all my cash ready for the carts.
Oh,
you know,
obviously.
Ready for it. I do red onions, by the way. I'm a red onion girl.
The soubrettes.
Yeah, soubrettes.
Yeah, of course.
I have red onions like in my fridge. You can order them on Amazon. Not even kidding. They're delicious. I eat hot dogs a lot.
Are they pickled?
Maybe. They're in like a sauce. It's red sauce, it's called. Okay. So that's red sauce. It's like onions in sauce.
Okay.
I'll have to take a little look-see at the
data. Yeah, I would love to know the ingredients in the red sauce.
Yeah. I'll post a picture of the red sauce.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, Memorial Day weekend coming up. We're excited.
Yeah.
In Taylor's world, she's got, she'll be in Portugal, Lisbon.
Lisbon, yeah.
Coming up, so.
Which a lot of people, or you sent me something about.
Oh, I got something weird.
People thinking that it's going to be.
I got something weird and they were like, don't repeat this. But, you know, I have a podcast. Why you send me stuff? Somebody says that
I didn't
like
realize
a,
they said don't repeat
this. They said, like, don't repeat it.
But how are people going to know?
No one's
going
to know who it was.
Yeah.
It's like somebody random. It wasn't even somebody that I know. It's someone random in my DMs that was like, hey, you know, friend of a friend told me that they're shutting down a restaurant for a star's engagement.
Like, wasn't it like, the star of the world or
a
something?
A world star or something like that. Obviously, Taylor is what said the thing. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Not a chance.
Eat crow, but. If she gets engaged in Lisbon, like, talk about a more random place.
If she gets engaged in Lisbon, we will both Wendy Williams style eat prepared crow. We'll fly in Chef Donnie and make him make crow for us.
Yes.
That would just be so ridiculous. So I don't think that's happening.
US Weekly, a lot of people DM'd us about that. They came out with an article saying that, like, Travis, like, has no...
Oh, well, we don't trust Us Weekly. Us Weekly is not a reliable source.
Is it Us Weekly?
Us Weekly, yeah.
Wow.
You always say US Weekly, and I just let you. I'm always like, she's got it.
Wow.
It's Us Weekly.
Wow, you've just been letting
it's
me...
Us Weekly, like... Well, because they don't really come up that often because, like, they're an unreliable source, so we really don't talk about them. But one other time you talked about them, and you were saying US Weekly, and I lost the moment to correct you. And then I was like... Don't be a bitch. Don't correct her. Like, just and nobody
cares.
You
can't ever get correcting across, like, in a nice way, but
it's
damn.
Us Weekly, yeah.
Well, the more you know,
as
I guess.
As in, like, what's going on with us, I think.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's Us Weekly
there's
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless. They are not a reliable source when it comes to things like this.
That's what I thought. It just seems like.
They said, Travis says. Absolutely no way.
Yeah.
It was just the complete opposite. And they're just trying to sell
it
magazines.
Seems like
they're
maybe someone has a vendetta against Travis.
No, absolutely. They're trying to sell stuff on the racks, you know, at CVS, at fucking Duane Reade. That's what they're trying to do. They're just
right.
To, the Catching the Star magazine, Us Weekly, like those People magazine, like those are the magazine headlines. Like, I'm sure
People
if
is
I went to
more reliable.
People.com.
Okay.
Is more reliable. People, the magazine is not.
Wow. Because
they are still posting like
right.
Like, what's the thing they say?
Is it Ozempic or did she
exactly,
lose?
Exactly.
He's like, why are you putting this
good,
on the headline?
Good, good jeans or good docs. That's always what's on that fucking shit. Like that.
Best dress of the week.
Best and worst dress. Yeah. Who wore it better? And it's
yeah,
like
who wore better,
it's like
yeah.
someone who's 60 years old than like Hailey Bieber looking
like
so
great.
Hot. It's
yeah.
just rude. They're so rude. I mean, I love those magazines.
Oh, I used to eat that shit up when
my
I was
nana,
younger.
Whenever I would go visit my nana, she would like stock the house with all my favorite things.
Oh,
and it would always be like snacks and stuff. And then she'd get me all the
gossip
magazines.
Were you a Tiger Beat?
J14 girl. Tiger Beat was a little, I can't tell if it was before or after my time, because I feel like it may have had a resurgence.
Tiger Beat.
Yeah, I think there was, because Tiger Beat was popping off and I was like a little too young, and then I think it came back. Ooh. I think there was something about Tiger Beat, because I was a J14 loyalist.
Okay, yeah, J14. So, yeah, Francesca is what he's, who showed me J14. And then there was like another one, like Ocean something.
I don't know that one. I might have missed that one, but it sounds lovely. I love it. It sounds like, you know, talking about all the California stars and stuff. Which is all it ever was.
I have to ask
anyway.
Francesca, but it was like something like that. That
I was a member of the OC Insider fan club. Ooh. Where I would get, like, I think it was monthly. Maybe.
I was in the Hannah Montana
like
fan
thing.
Club. Yeah. Yeah.
I loved the OC. I was a huge fan of that show.
I never seen the OC.
Cried my eyes out. Oh, I won't tell you then. I was going to say, I cried my eyes out at something.
I think I know why. Doesn't like one of the main characters die?
Yeah, I cried my eyes out when they died. It was too much.
That in what's the other show? Dawson's Creek. That was
Dawson's
a little
Creek
year older
makes sense too. Laguna Beach.
Yeah, maybe it's Laguna
Popped
Beach.
Popped off was also around that time.
Yeah, it's like about a high school.
One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill is what I've never seen. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, gee, I know. You would love One Tree Hill. I know. You've got to watch. You've got to watch. Mm. Wow, great show. I think that in terms of the gossip rags, the stuff that's going around, as always, the only reason we even brought that up is because it was Entertainment Tonight or Entertainment.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Entertainment Tonight. And
I know,
that would never
like,
be something we bring
like,
up.
Just leave them alone, blah, blah, blah.
No,
like,
no, no.
No. Clearly, you don't watch the show because you know that we don't talk about it.
We don't. We don't unless it's a reliable source. Yes. And Entertainment Tonight posted it, and there were no... You know, nobody, like, Tree didn't come out of the woodwork and say, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, right.
People had some good points, too, I think, in the comments saying, like, if Entertainment Tonight wouldn't jeopardize their relationship with Taylor and her PR and everything by posting something like that if it wasn't okay. Because she, as we all know, after, you know, the Reputation incident, Kim Kardashian, whatever, there are very few news outlets that she trusts, that she leaks real information to, and two of them happen to be E.T. and People Sometimes.
Mm, okay.
Depends on what it is. If it's low-hanging fruit stuff, it's People.
Right.
If it's serious stuff, it's E.T.
Yeah,
what was that other random one that came out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah. They were the first ones that
I was
Travis
like,
and Taylor.
Yes, they were the first ones to Travis Taylor, and I was like, bullshit. And I kept saying, what a bullshit. Like, that's not real. It was like national something.
Yeah, it was
it?
Like... Something about them being together.
All over.
I
was like, that's a fake ass publication.
Yeah, damn it.
Someone's making shit up. Turns out it was like the and only source that was posting it, and that was correct.
Yeah,
it was
hilarious. I remember the name, but I can't remember it.
They fell off since then. We should be checking up with them, you know, right now.
Yeah, they could be hitting news.
You never know.
And also with the MCU stuff, like the Marvel stuff.
Oh yeah, who
there's been a bunch of
who do you believe? Who do you believe? Who do you, you know, Lisa Kudrow and Eazy-A. It's like. What Marvel character is Taylor going to play? She did have a meeting. So I asked this Robbie Fox, okay? I said, let me pull up the text.
So that guy that said that she's getting her own show, that guy is like a well-known Marvel leaker.
Right, so I asked
Robbie
about
like a lot of stuff.
I said, Daniel Rickman is his name. Daniel RPK, Daniel RPK on Twitter. I sent it to Robbie. I said, is this guy someone legit? He's the one reporting Taylor's having meetings with the MCU. Feige. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
In my head, I was always saying Feige. Anyway, he says he sort of is. He's a leaker who def has been right in the past, but also has had a lot of swings and misses.
Oh,
but
okay.
Right more often than wrong, probably. And then he followed up and said he has a 77.6 accuracy rate from 351 leaks, according to the Marvel Reddit.
Wow.
And
okay.
I said, that's a pretty strong rating.
That's a high ass number. 77.7? Mm-hmm.
That's a 77.6. That's pretty big.
Oh, I take those odds any day.
He said this could also add credence to her being in the mid-credit scene that's played as a joke, but could become something in the future for Deadpool. People think that she's going to like show up as like a joke at the end, Deadpool or something. And then maybe the meetings are about what it could turn into. But I think if we're turning Taylor Swift into a superhero, it's Dazzler. I don't know blondie blonde, whatever the fuck. It's like
her
it's like
really
blonde
like big,
venom or
big
something.
Blonde bimbo or something.
You know, literally, it's like it's like blonde with big boobs who's a robber, and it's like no, that's not what we want. We big want busty Dazzler. Blood. Yeah,
big, big here busty it is.
Blabby. Blonde Phantom. Like, come on. Like, come on. And she's like, got a gun. She's got a gun. And
of
like,
course. No, Dazzler's
and
way
like big
cooler.
Boobs. It's yeah. like, come on. Come on. Like, I just like, I prefer Dazzler. But I mean, if we're yeah. doing Blonde Phantom and that's going to be the series, like, who the
sure,
fuck knows?
Sure, I guess. Is I everyone going to be Blonde Phantom for Halloween then? Probably.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's either that or Dazzler. Right. I'm just waiting for yeah. the okay. Yeah. You know? Gotta start putting my outfit together.
Yeah, that's
OPS.
Hilarious.
Remember I told you I bought that outfit that, like, potential for future or whatever.
Just
it,
in case.
It was so bad that I am actually returning it. Like, I am actually
wow.
taking the time out of
Amazon
my day to return it on Amazon. Yes. Like, usually I get something and it's
wait,
shit.
So can
and
you
I end
tell
up
us
keeping
what it
it.
Is then?
Yes. Well, no. Because oh. I'm going to try to look for something better.
Okay. Okay. Okay
like,
okay,
a,
right.
a better. I'm just going to have to spend some money on it, is the thing. Like, I thought I could get away with a cheapy Amazon thing. And
so,
I can't.
You have to. I,
and I
remind
can't.
Me to.
I will
ask.
Tell you. I will
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah,
so I'll remember.
Yeah.
Because I have to return it today, actually.
Well, but that's actually. If you're going to the Eras Tour later in the year, like, you could do the costume, like the Marvel costume, as your Eras Tour outfit.
Well, true, that's 100%
really cool.
You could, like,
yeah.
if we get you could even do, I feel like Dazzler now is in the conversation enough to be like part of the lore.
Yeah,
like, we could
I
do
agree.
Dazzler for sure.
I think
just dress up as Taylor Swift.
I want her to
people,
be
everyone
Dazzler.
Will just think you're Taylor Swift all day.
Yeah,
but then
that's
you could
true.
Be like, well, I'm actually I'm Dazzler.
Yeah, you clearly don't know
MCU.
Marvel.
Yeah.
yeah, and then all like the hot nerd guys will mm-hmm. be like, oh my god, wow,
and
she's
be like
holy she's not like other girls.
Oh, she's a deep cuts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then be like, I was gonna be Blonde Phantom, but decided Dazzler was a better fit. Just say shit like
yeah,
that. Start
exactly.
throwing
like,
names out.
The
Madam
Web. I was gonna be Busty Bimbo Blondie, but I decided to be sexy Dazzler Daddy.
I decided to be sexy pop star instead.
Yeah, instead of sexy gun.
The only
holder.
Options we get for yeah, yeah sexy
gun shooter.
Ooh, sexy cops and robbers. Yeah. Like, that's literally God kill us. Anyway,
oh,
so looking forward to Halloween. But as far as other shit that's going on with Taylor since we spoke on Tuesday, what have we seen? I feel like nothing.
There was some fun. There's actually
I'm looking
three
in our chat.
Famous men have talked about Taylor in the past couple days.
Oh,
Charlie
yes.
Puth.
Charlie Puth put out his song Heroes.
Yeah, and said that Taylor inspired him
mm-hmm.
to put out music again.
Said he couldn't be sitting on it any longer, which I think is a really nice thing. Because, you know, obviously the line in Tortured Poets Department is we sat around eating bars of seven bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist.
Yeah.
And that's I, you know... Everybody's always like, oh, Charlie
Puth. And I've always said that.
And I've always said it, by the way. And I've always said it.
Yep.
But I'm not even kidding. I've always liked Charlie Puth, but I don't understand why people don't like him.
Because
he... Because he's weird?
He does
sexual
moans,
stuff on TikTok.
And then he'll be like, that was a B-flat.
Like, yeah, but I think that's hilarious. Like, I crack up at that.
Yeah.
I have always thought he was funny. I didn't, like... I've not ever dived deep into his music except for It's been a long day
without you, my friend. And I tell you all about it.
Okay,
when I see you again. I thought you were gonna go high.
Well, I heard you going high. I wanted to go high
shit.
Too.
Okay, that was bad. That was probably one of our worst ones. Was because it wasn't Taylor or Charlie
was
Puth.
Was it bad? Well, right, it's Charlie Puth, and again, he should be a bigger artist. Apparently, he's very talented.
Saying the other
I didn't
day,
I think
out
that
loud.
Was so bad. Was it really that
I don't
bad?
Know. I'll have to listen back.
Okay,
maybe, right. I think it was bad on my part.
Sorry for the art. For start to the ears.
Yeah, but Charlie Puth, Joe Keery. Said that
Joe Keery said some nice things. Also put out a song.
Yeah, the end of beginning. The when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
I had no idea that was them. So many. Of me. I love that song.
Yeah, so I guess
yeah,
Taylor
yeah.
like told him that she loved
coming
the song
back
or something.
From Chicago,
oh, I feel it.
That,
now I always
song,
think
right?
of movie and when I'm back in Poughkeepsie,
yeah.
I feel it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sit
oh,
on
she's
it.
Here. She's here. She's here.
Yeah.
Not today.
Well,
she's here
doesn't come till July, actually.
Right. She visited yesterday. I missed her. I was upset. But
he said Taylor Swift gave her early stamp of approval for his song and
love,
the beginning.
Love.
Which
yeah,
is...
she came up to him at like an event and was like, hey, by the way, I heard your song. And he was like, how did you hear my song? Like, that's so crazy.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. I think, like, how exciting is that? And then who's the third?
And then Andrew Scott was asked.
Oh, Andrew
love
Scott.
Him,
I
literally,
love him so much. I want to say something about him after you say this.
National treasure.
Massively.
He was asked about the group chat, the Tortured Man's Club.
Was he? I didn't see
yes.
this.
And he said.
Scandal.
Something about, oh God, I can't remember exactly what it was. Oh, so he said they only named it that because he was playing the priest,
mm-hmm.
which was a tortured man.
Right.
And then I think Paul was playing something other, and so was Joe.
Maybe
so they
that,
were just
like,
saying we were all playing tortured men.
That makes sense.
hold on, let me see if I can find the exact quote. That actually, and he said it's no longer an active group chat.
That's hilarious. Wow, yeah. I love Andrew Scott distancing himself from Joe Alwyn. That's hilarious.
He said, I think there were three texts, you know, those groups you set up and they just collapse.
Of course.
So they did conversations with friends.
Right.
Paul did normal people.
Yeah.
They were about to play these tortured characters, and I had played a tortured character in Fleabag, Scott told the publication. It wasn't about our own characteristics. He also said that he loves Taylor and that her new album is sensational, and that he texted her to say how amazing it is.
Oh my gosh, he has her number?
I guess so.
Wow, I didn't know they were friends. Well, duh, yeah. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh,
that
right,
is
yeah.
The connection. They're all friends. Yeah, that makes sense. I wonder if he's like, Phoebe, give me her number. And she's like, oh, for sure.
Imagine.
That'd be so nuts. Wait, that makes sense because when Torture Poets Department came out, everyone was saying that like Maddie Healy had something tortured poets, something, something, like it was, it was more for him than her. I don't actually know like the details of that, but people were questioning that group chat name like after the fact.
Yeah.
And I was interesting. Hmm. And I never looked into it past that because I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
That much.
I also feel like it was kind of a stretch.
I agree. Andrew Scott is the new for this is a free ad for my friends at Quinn, the erotic audio app.
Ooh, love.
I love Quinn, and I will give them a shout out because they sent me I got the PR package, not a big deal, of the AirPod Maxes. That's AirPods I have are from Quinn. I got them like, you know, forever
ago. They sent AirPod Maxes in a PR package.
They're orange with pink things, and there's a wink face on one side and says Quinn on the other. People always think my name is Quinn. They always ask me,
funny.
Did you get that
like
personalized? And I was like, oh no, it was a PR gift because I'm an influencer.
Yeah, literally.
No, I'm actually just friends with the girl that started it. And so she sent it to me, and they now have they have these audio erotic like stories. They're to masturbate to.
Yeah.
And they have celebrities now doing some of the stories sometimes, and Andrew Scott is the newest celebrity.
And
he's doing some kind of like it's, you know, I have to look it up because I don't want to butcher it because it really is so good. And I love the app. I think it's so creative.
I saw an ad for that.
I think it's like, so creative, and it's very geared towards women. So, you know, whatever.
It was like a
promo. It's called The Queen's Guard.
Ooh.
And it's
The promo video was him like walking up to a throne,
Yes. Yeah. And he's playing Rob, who's like the Queen's Guard.
Oh, hell
yeah.
And
then they like get into a relationship and it's all becomes a whole thing. But I was dying because my girl, who runs it, she was posting a TikTok, like a Taylor Swift TikTok, being like, I don't want to listen to one more second of all this bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
And showed that they had put in their description like where there's penetration, because people are always like, I have to listen to this whole thing before I find out. So
that's hilarious.
So, you know, we got the Swifties going on, we've got the Quinn, we've got everybody,
right.
Andrew Scott, so hot. So go listen
He's
to
so
that
hot.
If you're looking to get your rocks off, I guess.
Well, that's like, I don't know why more audiobooks don't do like celebrity. Well, I guess it's so expensive.
It is so expensive. Yeah. Well, this is right. They're reading like it's specifically a sexy story, but
they should have Harry Styles.
But they should. They've had some good people. They had the guy Jesse Williams from
From Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, he did one.
He's hot.
They had what's her face? Love from You did one.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too. What is her fucking name?
Her name is Peretti.
Victoria Peretti.
Yeah.
Pedretti. And so they
had her. Sorry to my Italian ancestors.
Thomas Doherty, this guy.
Love him.
Yeah, they get some good people for this shit.
Yeah, he dated Dove Cameron for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, she's so pretty. Wow.
So pretty. Speaking of PR really quick, I got a few comments on my Skims post.
Of course you did. Well, I saw your... Here's how this went down, by the way. I am the one that like... Well, no, you do too. But I'm the one that owns like more Skims than anybody on earth.
I own a lot of Skims.
Do you own a
lot? Yes.
I always
really
feel like
do.
I have to keep it on the low because I own so much.
No,
it's like actually
all my underwear, all my bras.
Same.
Are Skims.
Okay. Okay. Same. Okay. So, and we're always like, oh, keep it on the low. Like it's Skims. It's Skims. Like don't tell anybody. Fucking Gia gets an email PR package. All I want is a Skims PR package. Like that's I really do want.
It was just a bra and underwear.
But still,
yeah, it was cool.
So, okay, what happened? You posted
so it? I got that email, and it was funny because Francesca and Rhea like came out of Chicks in the Office. They're like,
no, I saw them. They were pissed too. Yeah. out of all of us, we all are
wow, like a Taylor Swift fan is really gonna take PR from Skims. Like, sorry, and you can clock me on every single past episode. I said Lana get that bag. I said Sabrina get that bag.
Yes, yes.
Britney, at first I was like, huh, and then I was like, you know, at the end of the day, she should get that bag.
Get that bag, yeah.
And it applies to me too. I'm gonna get that bag. I'm gonna get a great quality bra.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
And listen to this. You're not putting a dime in her pocket, by the way. You're just getting it.
It was free.
It was free for you. It was free for you.
Exactly. For you. No, exactly.
But it is unfortunate that we have to hate, like, you know,
I know,
by proxy. But yeah, I mean, all the girlies are getting paid by Skims, and that's just how it is. Sorry that the product
is
good.
It's just so
other people work
that
there, okay? That other people work at Skims.
That's true. We're supporting more than just Kim. That's very true.
Nikki Glaser said something about Kim as well I wanted to bring up, because she was saying that she said this on, I think, Not Skinny But Not Fat's podcast, Amanda Hirsch, and she said something along the lines of, like, the booing for Kim was not Swifties at all.
Mm.
Zero Swiftie relation whatsoever,
which I was glad to hear.
Well, everybody just blamed the fucking Swifties, of course, and it was not the Swifties. It was some guy who was, like, overserved and whatever, started to boo, and then people kind of joined in, and then it turned into this,
just
like, crazy
thing. Just a bunch of followers.
Just a bunch of drunk idiots, apparently. So it had nothing to do with the Swifties.
More sense.
So anybody that was trying to comfort the Swifties for booing Kim, like, you know, which they also really like, but we were all kind of like, woo.
We're kind of like, okay, like, get her, like, come get her ass.
Come as a boyfriend, is what we said, actually, when that happened. But so,
drag
whatever.
Her.
Yeah.
Like Robbie Fox, drag her. Oh, also, we just didn't talk about
Let's talk about that, too. Very quickly, because then we can also talk about our besties over at Way.
Oh, yeah.
So I am personally very thankful for our besties over at Way today, Way Hair, because I needed to, before we recorded this podcast, go home and take a full shower, because Gia and I, we can't give too much away, but I will say this, and we won't clip it because it doesn't come out for a few more weeks. Field Day comes out June 5th.
Doesn't
actually,
give anything away.
Well, I'm going to say what happened to me.
They said
don't give away any big moments.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, that field maybe is a big moment.
Whatever. It's your moment.
It's my moment. So I'm going to say it. But so we did the same Field Day. Very fun. We love getting out of the office, doing something, recording. We're on Randall's Island, having a good time. It's a beautiful day. It's 80 degrees in New York City. Like, you know, I got some sunburn going on today. It's great. It's perfect. But Field Day consists of, like, you know, we did a tug of war. We did carry an egg on a spoon. We did egg toss.
Mm.
And that, and we did sack race, things like that.
Yeah.
Egg toss is where things went awry. And I think there were four teams left.
Yeah.
And we were, myself and my partner, Ken Jack, shout out, were one of the people that were left. And we were throwing far at this point.
It was
like,
far.
It was,
no, it was like a solid, like,
I don't know how many feet. I can't. I don't know.
50?
Maybe.
Maybe
it feels
more?
Longer than that.
Yeah.
It was far. It was like, I don't know how to. You'll see how far it was, but it was far. If we had taken one more step,
you couldn't underthrow it anymore.
You
like
had
you had
to overhand.
Like,
right. That's how far it was.
Yeah.
So, and we were crushing it. And the eggs, yes, they had been sitting in the sun for a while beforehand, so maybe some of them cooked through, and so they really weren't like cracking as easily as we thought. So we're getting a little loose with the eggs, right? We're throwing them back and forth. I finally go to catch mine. I catch it directly in front of my face, smush it with my nails all over my face, hair, body,
it exploded.
Everything. Did you see the video, by the way?
No, my God. I need to see it. It's
I'll show you.
It was probably like the craziest movie scene I've ever seen
and the sound,
in real life.
Wait, turn the sound up.
Wait, I almost need to watch
Click
it.
Click on the sign.
Are you, oh, someone goes, are you okay?
That's Kevin. Because they thought I got hit in the face with the egg, but I caught it.
Wait, that's actually really nice of Kevin to immediately go, are you
no,
okay?
No, I know. That was actually, I was shocked by that. He ran up right away. But then the Meek Phil with his hands on his face, John did the same thing. Everybody went crazy.
No, I think everyone went, oh.
Everyone went crazy because it looked like I got hit in the face with the egg, but I did, in fact, crack it onto my own face.
Yeah.
And so it was all over my in my eyeball, in my hair. All over my shit. And then I had to finish Field Day like that.
Yeah. And she was a trooper for sure.
And I, you know, I couldn't see out of my one eye. I had to change my contacts when I got home. That was something else. But thank God for our friends over at Way because I had to use the detox shampoo to get that egg out. And I know that, like,
that shit gets everything out.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was in my bangs.
It was like
in
even
my
like
pony.
In your eye sockets.
It was all here. It was in my eye sockets. It was in my armpit.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, it was down my neck like this. It was so fucking gross. is, and very embarrassing. And it's just like egg on my face.
Honestly,
if my haters are gonna love it,
yeah,
which is really gonna piss me off. Like I already have to. Here's what I have planned. I was texting my other friend. I was like, I gotta get on a plane quick and get to Europe and take a thirst trap, like quick,
right?
So I can post it
before this
and be like, oh, I'm unbothered. I'm like looking so hot in like the south of France right now. Like
it's way better that you smashed it and then hit, because if it smacked you in the face.
No, it would have been...
That would have been a nightmare.
It would have been...
And you handled it very level. Gracefully.
Thank you. I appreciate
and I
that.
Applaud you for that.
I thought I was being cool about it.
Because I feel like I would have started crying.
What else would I... Yeah, what else was I supposed to do? I was like, I just got hit in the face. I also couldn't see. I was trying to get it off my face. Everyone was like yelling about... I said... And this is how I know that I... Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, damn, I'm a pervert. But other times I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, damn, I feel like Cruella de Vil, like from 102 Dalmatians when they bake her inside the cake. And the... How, do you know that?
No.
So in 102 Dalmatians, they... And the dogs all end up baking Cruella de Vil inside of a cake at the end. And they... She's like going down the conveyor belt and like these eggs drop in her face and they're all stuck on her face and it's a whole thing. And also there's slobber from the dog. It's a whole thing. Mm. So I said, I feel like Cruella de Vil. And everyone was like, that's not really what we were thinking. And I was like, right, exactly.
Bunch
yes.
of perverts.
Looks like there's cum on my face. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But there wasn't.
Explosion.
Sorry,
on
being
the
really,
face.
We've been hanging out with the boys all day. I'm being really crass. A little too crass.
Yeah, a lot of sex
Taylor
talk
Watch.
On this.
sorry.
Lot sex
too crass
talk
for
on
I have to reel it back in. Yeah. These are the girlies we're talking to. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was very funny. And it was unfortunately funny. That is like literally what everyone was thinking at first.
No, of course. I mean, of course. Literally, of course. That's what it looked like. But anyway, so shout out to
our friends.
Way.
Yeah, shout out to the detox shampoo.
Always.
If you have egg in your hair or just product buildup, hard water deposits, dirt, oil, other impurities. It's safe for all hair types, including color-treated and keratin-treated and hair with Brazilian blowouts. So the detox shampoo is just an all-around great product. You'll be way obsessed with Way's bestsellers like the leave-in conditioner. This multitasking favorite detangles, hydrates, and fights frizz for all hair types. And, of course... You're too busy to be frizzy.
Way too busy to be frizzy.
Way too busy.
Way too busy.
So you got to get that anti
Too busy to be frizzy.
That is my life motto at this point. Too busy to be goddamn frizzy. So get your anti-frizz cream because it lasts for up to 72 hours, provides immediate frizz control, and repairs split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. It's amazing. We use it all the time. We use it every day with our hair routines. It makes... styling our hair way quicker, and Way just has the best smelling, best performing products
smells
ever.
Smells so good. My hair's still a little wet. Smells great. Not worried about it.
So frizz free up your schedule with Way and go to theouai.com and enter promo code WATCH for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code WATCH.
Perfect.
All right.
Also with Field Day, quickly, and then we'll move on. You had your moments of shining. Gia was crushing. Is the strongest woman alive.
That was crazy. No,
Gia's the strongest woman alive.
That actually gave me a lot of like reassurance that I needed because I feel like for like the past like 3 years, like people always say like, oh, you seem very tough. Like, you know, like but I've always in the back of my head been like, you know, these people have no idea. I have no upper body strength.
Yeah. Like you don't feel
I
tough.
I am
you don't
weak
feel tough.
As fuck.
You sounded so much like your sister right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something. The way you like moved your head. I like, oh, so cute.
Yeah, that's cute. But so I was like, oh, I'm going to go flying during the tug of war.
Yeah.
But I
tug of
really,
war, by the way. Yeah, it was tug
I think
of war.
Also I got thick thighs. So I really, I put a lot of,
I saw you,
pressure
I saw you
in my
plant
legs.
Those feet and just, and really
and I was wearing Converse too.
And you're wearing Converse,
which
is
slippery
crazy.
As fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
so
crazy.
I was really proud of myself.
Strongest
for that.
Woman alive.
Thank you.
Our team ended up like winning tug of war. But we didn't verse your team.
Yeah, we didn't play you guys.
Which was weird. But
And I feel like we would have been really even.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think we would have been really even.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe...
I feel like you guys maybe would have beaten us.
I don't know. You guys might have beaten us because I was trying really hard, but I certainly wasn't doing anything. You know what I mean?
Like, feel like me in fights, like, literally put the team on our back.
No, you absolutely did. You absolutely did. Vibs is strong, too, in, like, a surprising way.
Vibs was, like, the coxswain.
Yeah,
you know, the guy at the top of the boat. He's like...
Dig, 100%.
Yes. Like I needed the motivation.
Completely.
Because they made us do it twice. We had to do it like five fucking times.
I know, so many times in a row. So many times in a row. But my team did well as well. But I had some some burly men on my team for that, which was good. Big, but you
burly
know,
men.
Big burly men. But go ahead, watch that June 5th. It'll be out. It's fun. You get to see us dick around and do stuff with our other Barstool besties.
It's good. It's very funny. Good funny moments.
It
for
is
sure.
funny. Yeah. Very funny for sure. So all right,
let's dive into these voicemails, DMs.
Excellent.
Sledge.
Hi, Gia and Kelly. Tortured Poets has been out for a while now, and I'm curious what your, and now that you've seen her in concert, I'm curious what your hyperfixation song was when the album first came out versus post-concert. Mm-hmm. Right now, my hyperfixation song is I Look in People's Windows, which is slept on for sure. And I also hated Peter. I didn't hate Peter, but I just skipped Peter, but now it's also one of my hyperfixation songs. Mm-hmm. Love you both. Bye.
Love you, Queen. And
love
I
you,
feel
love
the
you.
Same way about Peter. I mean,
I
the
love
first
it
time we listened to it, we were
do we even listen to it the first time? No. Like, we just were like, let's skip it. Okay, we get it, Peter.
It took us to the last.
We were like Peter Pan,
line
blah,
of the
blah, blah, blah.
To be like, oh, Peter Pan. That makes a lot of sense.
No, I also love Peter too. And I love it now. I love it more now that we've seen her play it live on the piano or whatever. So good. What do you think? Where are you right now? Because I'm all over the map right now.
Yeah, I'm all over the map still. I want to say when the album first came out, my first hyper fixation was Guilty as Sin, for sure.
Yeah.
Now it's still fresh out the slammer, but it's also tied in with My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Because
well, that was a special moment for
song.
Us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like any surprise song I get is like what I kind of start listening to like immediately after the concert to like kind of like remember the moment.
No, of course. Yeah. I mean, exactly. I think I posted it on my story after and I was like, this song has new meaning to it.
Totally.
It's like special to me now.
Totally.
Like, I really liked it before, but I didn't think, you know, it kind of blended in with the rest,
to
be honest.
Yeah,
and,
no,
but
I,
now I like, it's Rivulets Descend,
my plastic smile.
Like I just, you know, it's so... Yeah. It puts us right back in that moment.
Boy,
I could cry.
Fun, yeah.
I could cry. Like,
and I love the end. Just say when I play pretend he was my best friend down at the sandlot. Yeah, I love that part. Yeah.
Fantastic. A great song.
Do you think you have any?
Yeah. I have a few. And here's what's happening to me. I had the exact opposite effect of you where I was not on the page of like loving Guilty as Sin. Mm. I thought it was fine. Not, you know, honestly, it was a skip, like not a skip. Nothing's ever a skip.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it kind of was like, you know, I wasn't pumped up. Now I like something about it is in my
so
head
good.
And I can't stop listening to it.
Like the,
there's a part
the drum.
To it. I'm trying to think of the right part that I really am stuck. Obviously, the written my on my upper thigh,
yeah.
in my mind. Obviously, that part too. But oh yeah, I keep recalling things we never did. Messy top lip kiss. How I long for our tryst. That
I love
part.
That
part right there. I die for it.
So good.
And then I would say. You know, it's always I hate it here. It's just that's still. I think I hate it here is my number one.
Yeah, that's definitely. Your
I look
one.
In people's windows though is another one that I die over.
That
I really, really love that song.
Yeah, that has to grow on me still.
Yeah. Also, I'm gonna get you back.
Love that one.
Whether I'm gonna be left
gonna smash up your bike. I haven't decided yet, but I'm gonna get you back. What's the Oh, just oh, no no. What's like the bridge of I'm gonna get you back? It's like
I was on a na 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 na.
Oh yeah, bygones will be bygones. Eras faded into gray.
Yeah. Pick your poison, babe. I'm poison either way.
Yeah, I love that.
Chill. Look at my chills.
I know, same. It's so bad. My legs are so hairy.
I shaved mine this morning, but not that it matters. It's fucking freezing in this office. I'm trying to think what else I feel like. Oh, and also Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Based on the concert, the Smallest Man Who Ever Lived has a lot more kick-ass to it in my mind. Like it was obviously always like the bridge, you know, were you sent by someone, like, you know, obviously went crazy, but now after seeing it with the drum line, every time it comes on I'm like, let's fucking go, and like it just really gets me going.
It's unfortunate that it's very slow in the beginning.
Yeah,
like it's very slow, but it
takes
fine.
A while to build up,
but
the build up
is
worth
it.
The build up is
worth
it.
Okay, this one's funny.
Oh, good.
Hi. Longtime listener of the show. I'm currently watching your Tuesday episode, which you guys are talking about the engagement rumors. My question is how is Travis even going to pick or make a ring for Taylor Swift?
God, I know.
Like, you need to call in Blake Lively. Who else of her
Kelly
friends?
Taylor.
Maybe Selena Gomez. Like, call in her friends to, like, meet you in New York to help make a ring for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you think, like, he's going to do, like, a David Beckham where every few years he buys her another ring? Because, like, Victoria Beckham's up to, like, seven or eight wedding rings at this point.
And they just get bigger.
That's awesome.
Which would also just be funny. But what would the ring look like? Is it silver? Is it gold?
Mm.
What shape? Diamonds? Like, oh, I would. I mean, I'd be so excited for this engagement, but also, man, that's a hard have you pick a ring. Thanks. Bye.
It is a lot of pressure. I feel comfortable talking rings.
What I was, because it's like, it's fun. Like,
we're just being silly.
Yeah.
What kind, right? If Taylor Swift, not even Travis, if Taylor Swift were to have an engagement ring, what would it be?
Just in general?
In general.
In my brain,
mm-hmm.
it's not that like extravagant and big.
I agree.
Like, to me, it's simple. Maybe an emerald cut.
Yep. You know what? You know who he needs to get in contact with? And I said Kelly Taylor for a reason, because Kelly and I assume Miles bought her that ring for her birthday.
The opal one, right?
Right. The big, that big opal ring.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
Was it opal? I don't remember. But it doesn't really matter. But I know
I thought
what
it was
ring
emerald
you're talking
in my
about.
Head, but maybe not.
Maybe it is emeralds.
Did Kelly ever post it?
Yeah, I think she didn't she post a video of
She posted
Taylor,
it on
like...
her story, I know. Well, Taylor had posted it, being like, thank you so much. She'd like dispel the rumors
of it
being
like
from
an opal.
Travis.
It's like an opal.
Right, okay. So I either think that
with
it would be...
it had like sapphires around
it. Got it,
that's right.
I either think it would be something non-traditional.
Yeah.
Or it would be like a vintage diamond from like Cleopatra or something crazy, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only way to go. I think
like something that you wouldn't, like quiet luxury type of thing that you wouldn't even know that it's from
you
Cleopatra.
You wouldn't even know that it's like an heirloom
of,
you know, whatever. Like it's from royalty.
Yeah,
like, I think
it
has to be something like that. And I also think that's very much her style. Like,
yeah.
She would like a little, you know, something that's understated.
Because I feel like she always wears like gemstones in a way. Like whether it's like the lady loves,
she loves color.
Yeah. You
know, she loves a colorful stone. So that's what, I don't know if I've ever really seen her wear diamonds.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm lying about bejeweled.
Oh,
and
duh.
Also, she
and
wore
also
to
that diamond
that dress.
Right,
we're such liars. But or
I feel
I'm a liar. But
Grammys
jewelry.
And jewelry, like
her everyday stuff.
Yeah,
the stuff that our girl Taylor Swift
style
clocks.
Is she a gold
clocks.
Or silver girl?
Gold.
She's
gold
girl.
Yeah, this ring. I stole this ring right from Taylor Swift styled.
Right.
Although, can I tell you this? I got this. I'm dying because. This ring that I got, it's a little snake, right?
Mm-hmm.
It like wraps up in itself. So cute. Gold, little, you know, diamonds, whatever. It was kind of, like a little expensive, maybe like $100-something.
Yeah.
Look, it's like rusting away. Like it's not real gold, I guess.
Oh,
which
yeah,
I'm dying over. Like
annoying.
Taylor Swift's just wearing stuff that turns her fingers green.
Yeah,
because it
that's
did in fact
funny.
Turn my finger green for a while. And I was like, damn, that's so crazy. So she goes high low all the time
well,
with her jewels.
Even my David Yurman rings turned my finger green.
Oh
first.
Yeah, that happened to me.
I think
too,
it's like the oxidation
must
or
be something. Yeah, maybe.
But
we
I
just
was
have
like, ma'am,
skin or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what's not doing it is this little cheapy tiny ring I got in the that place next to the French Cafe, the Paris Cafe.
Oh, love.
It's been. It's like been. It must be like I don't know. It was so cheap.
What, yeah. What was it, like €30?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But right. It's like being really good on my finger.
It's also like I feel like European craftsmanship is
so
just
true.
Better.
So yeah. True. They just know what's up. Anyway,
yeah.
So I think that I, in my head, feel more confident thinking that something that she would have would have meaning behind it versus it being just a big flashy rock,
I just
you know what I mean?
I don't see.
Or where she says fuck you and gets like a 10 carat diamond and then goes on stage and does all they see is a one night or a wife and
she's like, hey, wait, what's your ring finger or this one
do you think that she'll acting like she's already engaged if Taylor were to get engaged and she's still touring at any point do you think that she would have like a big fake ass like that would be what I would do like I would
like a fake
if I,
diamond
like not my actual ring
yeah.
I would have like a big obnoxious like fake ring that I would wear like while performing just for fun
maybe that would be fun like as a costume you know? Thing
yeah like it's like a cubic zirconia like
massive
like just to be like bitch look I am it's real I am engaged I just think that would be fun I love costume jewelry
so we'll have to see I just it's fun to think about it's fun just
it
to
is.
Think I always think about like what ring
what
I
people
want.
Would want. Yeah, no, same.
And
always.
I don't even think I'm ever going to get married.
Me too. I like don't really like marriage, but I'm always like, ooh, a ring.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I like jewelry.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I just want the diamond.
Feel free to buy me jewelry.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Sometimes I think about this. It feels kind of fucking insane that no one's ever proposed to me, like, ever. Like, not even once. Like, not even for me
like
to say no.
Like, a full-ass proposal? Like, no, get on their knees?
No one has ever even attempted. Like, not even like a...
Like a stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever been like, will you marry me? Except for, you know, on Twitter.
Right.
But no one's ever been, like, misread the situation so bad that they, like, proposed to me. Maybe I'm just too obvious about it, but...
I also feel like that you have to, like, really...
I know, but so many people get engaged. They're like, oh, I got proposed to you, like, 5 times and, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not give off that energy? Not that I, like, again, I don't really want it. But, like, yeah. I don't know.
I would like
a couple under my belt.
But also, I would never want that because I'm the type of person where I would be too scared to say no, so then I'd be
of
like,
of course,
fuck.
You say yes to everybody, and then you say no later.
Right.
In private.
So
you say, I just can't do this. And then it's a really dramatic
too
moment.
Much.
And then they say, but keep the ring to remember me by. And then it's a
fine.
Love story.
Yeah. And then
exactly.
You pawn it off. For
right. So why don't I have at least 3 of those stories by now? It's fucking ridiculous. I'm 33
years
old.
Yeah, I feel
like what the fuck?
Yeah. I'd say till maybe like 40.
Okay, I still have
you
some
give
time.
Yourself, yeah.
I would like at least 1 proposal where I say yes and then say no.
Mm, okay.
I just feel like I need a practice round. You know what I mean?
I'm like, I'm literally picturing you like getting proposed at like a baseball game, like in front of thousands and thousands of people, and being like,
hate
no.
It. I would hate it. No, I probably would say, if it was that, if I got proposed to at a fucking baseball game on a Jumbotron, I would say no. I would be like, absolutely not. You don't know me at all.
Yeah, you don't know
you
me,
don't
at,
know
all.
Me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
All right, let's jump into some DMs. Okay. I'm curious to know what Taylor purchasing a trademark Female Rage the Musical, supposedly an offshoot of TTPD. Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. Mm. I'm curious about what you know about Taylor purchasing a trademark Female Rage the Musical, supposedly an offshoot of TTPD. I thought you would have discussed this in your last podcast, but maybe you did not find the info yet.
Are we slipping?
Yep.
We're being shaded a little bit. We got clocked for slipping.
Yep, that's okay.
Ooh,
hey.
Sorry, y'all.
Someone's got to humble us.
As long as someone's keeping tabs,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Anxious to hear what you know or find out.
That's hilarious. I did see that, and I thought, oh, she trademarks everything. Like, that's just kind of
everything.
How it is. In the same way that, like, again, not to compare the Kardashians, but the same way, like, they literally, if you even mention it, it's
been
like copyrighted
fart
already.
And they trademark it.
Yeah, literally, though. Like, that is, it's always, like, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Because if she didn't do it, someone else would have done it, and then if ever she wants to do something with it, she has to, like, buy it back from somebody else. So I think people do that all the time.
That also just reminded me, so they can't clock us for this, but someone tried to trademark Tavis.
Oh my God, that was crazy. Who? Yeah. I forgot about.
You sent that to me.
Yeah.
Some like random person tried to trademark Tavis. And the judge was like, no, like this
no,
is
you
clearly.
Can't. Here it is. Help. Oh, and this is, I love how dramatic like Swifty Twitter is.
Right.
All caps. Help. Some rando tried to trademark the word Tavis and the U.S. attorney opposing it responded with Super Bowl picks and Taylor and Travis's full relationship timeline, amongst other evidence. Tavis just literally got made part of America's permanent historical record and I am losing it.
Yeah.
And it's just
it
letter
is
of
crazy,
protest.
Though.
Let's see. It says, yeah. Possible false association of the mark under Trademark Act, blah, 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 with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Upon consideration letter, blah, blah, it's been determined that some of the evidence is relevant. Blah, blah, blah. Denied. And so, I mean, yeah, of course. They're not going to let you copyright something that has nothing to do with, like, yourself, you know?
Even Seemingly Ranch
even
is in the record books, which
hilarious.
Is so funny. But it's just
But that's
crazy.
What I mean. Well, no, Seemingly Ranch is owned by Heinz. I have a tube of it in my house.
Oh,
I have Seemingly Ranch in my fridge, yes.
Wait, that's hilarious.
Yes, I got it as a gift, as a silly gift.
That's very funny.
And it doesn't taste very good.
Oh.
Does it
not taste like ranch?
No, it tastes like it's ranch and ketchup mixed together.
Oh, ew.
It's ketchup with Seemingly Ranch mixed together.
Ew.
It's like orange.
No, I
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ew,
no,
that sounds
it's not very
disgusting.
Good. It's not very good. But it's there. And so, but no, I think that it's very much like preemptive trademark in case they ever want to use it. However, I would love if one day they made a musical out of Torture Poets Department.
Right.
Like that,
yeah.
I think would be awesome.
Yes, because like how, I mean, thinking of that Female Rage musical is so witty and like such a good name title. So it's like, why would you not want to have that in the back burner just in case? And yeah, I mean, even it could still apply to our folklore love triangle movie too.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like
could.
They could do Female Rage the musical and Betty is the star and she's the female rager.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, I think at some point in Taylor Swift's career, if she doesn't do like the ABBA type of musical thing, it just would be
it'd be a waste.
I was gonna say waste, but like
it would be a waste.
It would just be maybe a lack of like, it's just like you have it right in front of you. You have a storyline right in front of you.
That would be shame on us and the writers and the other creators. Yeah. Like, Taylor did her part. She gave us the story. She gave us the songs and said, do with it what you will.
Yeah.
Here's a trademark for a musical. Let's make it happen. And someone's got to, who did Mamma Mia? Like, yeah.
Right.
Let's go. Pop it up.
Yeah.
Let's get it moving.
It's about
because I would fucking die for it.
Die
for it.
Yeah.
It'd be so.
Like with all of the TGPD songs.
Oh my God, Gia.
Like,
if if there was a Mamma Mia style Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's crazy. I wish.
Oh, you know how many times I see that movie?
No, literally.
So many. More than Eras Tour, the movie.
I've actually only watched that twice.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Same, actually. Really same. Emotionally, it's a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. This one is a little selfish because this is a question for me. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Okay,
but it says, hi, Gia and Kelly.
Okay.
Big fan of the podcast. My
Gia
question,
and I guess Kelly.
Yeah, and that other bitch over there. My question is for Gia. Now that Taylor performed The Alchemy with Travis there, and Travis even called it one of his favorite songs, do you still believe the song is about Maddie, Molly from Dallas? And no, Molly, I don't. I don't think it's about Maddie anymore. Yes. I was proven very wrong.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah.
I was proven very, very wrong. There was just, like, all the touchdown references, whatever, like cut the amateurs, like, it's so Travis. To me, I just felt like maybe she changed a few lines.
It was originally
about Maddie,
wrong.
But like,
because
there were a few lines.
When you were
that I was
presenting
like,
your case, I was like, I could not rule this beyond a reasonable doubt.
Thank
or
you.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if I were the judge, I couldn't, in good conscience, be like, this is 100% it because you had some compelling arguments.
Thank you.
And I think that there. It's normal to think that as well because there's a theme throughout her music that, especially this album, that not all of these songs are about one person. Mm-hmm. Like some of them could have some lines about one person, some lines about others.
Yeah.
Also, they're just about her experience in general. So like it doesn't like, yes, some of them seem more obvious than others. And obviously So High School and obviously The Alchemy and whatever. But it wouldn't be so crazy to suggest that there are some lines in the songs that may or may not apply to other people.
Yeah.
So I think that you're fine.
Thank you.
I'll put some shine on myself. Actually, no, I need to clear up a rumor. I said I wasn't going to clear it up, but I am going to clear it up. Tavis Nation, shout out. Major shouts to Tavis Nation.
Yes, we love them.
They shouted us out for shouting them out.
Yeah.
And they tagged me only and said, oh my God, thank you, Kelly Keeks, for the shout out on Taylor Watch, whatever. And I have to confess, I listened to the clip. And in the clip is our girl, Olivia, who did the interview with us the other day. She is singing your praises after you mentioned them.
Yeah.
And I think I say like, oh yeah, Tavis Nation, love that. And I do. And we get all of our information from them.
Literally.
But I didn't want to take all that shine.
That's very, very
humble.
Humble, yeah.
Humble,
yeah, yeah.
Big of me.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
it
yeah,
feel,
yeah.
It does
yeah,
feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
so.
You're
although I was
selfless.
I was very, very thrilled with all the people replying, being like, yes, Kelly's
no.
the best.
I was reading the replies and I was like, I hope Kelly reads these because they were
they
so
were really nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you guys for saying nice things. I never see nice things on Twitter. Twitter is a cesspool. It's all those fucking jackass bitches.
Yeah, right.
So I never
and
see nice
and
things.
And like whenever I meet like nice girls in public, it always reminds me.
Yeah.
Like I met,
oh,
I went
totally.
To Cheval last night and I met
Ooh.
A girl named Mary Jane.
Oh.
And she said she was a big Taylor
Did
Watch
you guys
fan.
Head out back?
I wish. She said she was going to Amsterdam for-
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
I was like,
good
and Mary Jane's going to
Get your ass in Amsterdam.
But she was super nice. She said she loved
oh,
Taylor
that's
Watch.
So fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw you reading bologna at Au Cheval. What? I love bologna. What kind of
They have a
bologna
sandwich, and my mom loves bologna, so she was like, let's
Me
just
too.
Get one to split.
Yeah.
It was fucking
What
amazing.
Is it like? It's just a bologna
sandwich?
It was
just like a lot of bologna, cheddar cheese, I think, and then maybe some Dijon mustard on
what
there.
What kind of bread?
Is it brioche bun? Some
Fuck,
sort of bun.
That sounds good.
It was and I'm not a bologna girl. I think that was like one of my first
God.
Times ever having bologna.
I'm a big bologna girl.
It was delicious.
Big bologna girl, big liverwurst girl. People get
never
really
had
turned
liverwurst.
Off by that.
Ooh, I feel like I'd probably like it.
You would like it, I
yeah.
think. If you like bologna, oh no, yeah, you like weird stuff. You would you would definitely like liverwurst for sure.
Yeah.
Do you like pate? Like duck liver, chicken liver
yeah,
pate?
Yeah, I don't
then I think you would like
I don't go out searching for
you don't
pate.
Die
like,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like I'll eat it.
I think
you'd
like it. Next time there's liverwurst around, I'll give you some. Anyway, okay. So those just
next
need to clear
next
up.
Time there's liverwurst.
Yeah, next time there's liverwurst around
yeah.
I'll just
okay.
give it to you.
Last one, okay. and this kind of goes in with the like lines. One line being about something specific, whatever. Hi guys, I was listening to some TTPD today, specifically LOML, and in the bridge she sings the line, "Are they secondhand embarrassed that I can't get out of bed because something counterfeit's dead?"
Counterfeit.
I felt like I remembered her saying counterfeit in another song, and it's in the end of the chorus of Glitch when she sings, "Nights are so starry, blood moon lit, it must be counterfeit. I think there's been a glitch." All speculation, of course, but do you guys think Glitch might be about Maddie? Reading into the lyrics, I think it may be, especially because we infer a bit that Maroon is about him because of the line choice in Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Will that make your memory fade from the Scarlet Maroon like it never happened?
Oh my God, the best.
Do you think this is a coincidence or another subtle one-line callback?
I think we're finding out, too, that Midnight's may or may not be a collection of like, lines, a little bit of Maddie Healy, a little bit of time. You know, she says a collection of times throughout my life and whatever. And he very clearly was there as well. I think that there's a handful of people that have been, you know, swimming around her mind. And sometimes one line makes sense for one person. Sometimes another line makes sense for another person. I don't think it's ridiculous to make those or to connect those
two.
I feel like she does that a lot.
Good ears. Yeah, good ears. Mm-hmm. She does that a lot. Does like the parallels, you know, brings back certain words for certain lyrics. And yeah, like you said, I feel like Midnight's, and of course, obviously you never know, but the more you deep dive into TTBD, the more parallels there are to Midnight's, in which you're like, oh, this is a breakup album.
Big time.
And she may have already been like a little bit moved on at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't
there
know.
Are some, right. There are some sexier songs on Midnight's that I'm kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
But I think, but I think that for sure, like, and I also think too, Midnight's is, you know, she says a collection of sleepless nights and whatever throughout her life. And I think that like, that is true. I don't think that she just wrote Midnight's. I think that Midnight's has been like written on scraps of paper for years and then finally like put all together as one. And so you never know. You never know.
You never know. But I really liked the comparison, like the callback.
Yeah, that's a good callback. Yeah. Good ears.
Good ears.
Good reading comprehension. We love it. What was I going to say? Another thing. Oh, you know what I've been torturing myself with?
What?
Pretty much all yesterday. I listened to the Say Don't Go, Welcome to New York, Clean mashup.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not just the mashup. Like, I've just been listening to those three songs over and over again. Just, you know, we're cutting deeper and deeper as we go.
Damn.
I wanted to ask you about this because I am sort of feeling it or wondering if this is the case. Things are going around about this album amongst the Swifties and amongst people like talking about the Swifties, whatever, about how this album may be undoing like progress that people have made in like breakups and stuff. Like they think it's like unraveling.
Okay.
Some shit.
I was really confused on where you were going.
It was
with
hard
that.
To, it took me a while to spit that out.
Yeah.
But that's,
okay.
That is like,
yeah,
people
I
are
mean,
saying that it's like undoing years of therapy. And I remember before it came out, I said, I think this might be the therapy I need to uncover the stuff that I've been ignoring
for a long
time. Which I still think is the truth. But at what point do I pull myself out is the question. And I think we may be reaching the point of no return and we need to start making some moves.
Right.
I blocked a couple phone numbers yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, we got to do some stuff like that.
Okay.
Like that's the shit that we got going on in our lives now. We got to don't let TTPD bring you all the way back.
Right. I have
let
done a
help
good
you
job
process.
Of not, you know, I feel like the first couple listens, you like really undig some of the trauma so you could really get into the sound.
Yep.
But now I've listened to the album enough to like kind of just, I don't know, separate.
Bop around
to it.
I'm trying
to
do
really
that.
I'm not going through any relationship qualms.
True.
So like,
I'm also not either. I'm just bored. I'm digging up old shit is
what
I'm doing.
Yeah, like it's just like and at this point, good. Mine's not, it's just like, it was so long ago that like, I gotta dig real deep.
I've been digging.
Yeah, and I did.
Yeah.
For like those first couple listens, but then I put it back where it belongs.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
You gotta be smarter about it. Do not fall victim.
Don't
fall in the TTPD hole. You have to listen. You know what I haven't been doing, Gia?
Is drinking that espresso.
I have been ignoring my palate cleanser, and I have not been listening to that me espresso.
Bro, that's
and
your
you
own
have
advice.
To, you have
you
to do
take
it. Like
your own advice.
You have to switch it up. And instead, I put in a couple more sad songs. Like, no, I need to. On the way home, all I'm listening to is that me espresso. Oh, but you know what else I can listen to? Is the brand new Fortnite Blondish.
Oh yeah, I did actually
club remix.
I did listen to that,
which I like, by the way.
Yeah, it was good. I like Blondish. I've actually seen Blondish live.
I don't know Blondish at
all. She's good. She's a good DJ.
Yeah. So anyway, that came out also.
But yeah, you got to mix in the Mia Espresso.
I gotta get that Mia Espresso.
You're hurting yourself.
I'm just hurting myself.
Also, you need to listen to Billie Eilish's new album.
I do. I'm sorry. I know. Major apologies for not. You know who else's album I need to listen to is poor Dua Lipa.
Oh, I honestly don't even. It's not even worth a listen.
I'm so far behind.
It's so forgettable. Like it's actually, yeah.
Damn, sad for Dua. Because if it's anything like Future Nostalgia, I'll enjoy it because I just like that same shit. But if it's boring,
it's not as fun. And not in my opinion. There's a few good songs on it.
All right. I'll do it on our long weekend. We'll be back.
It's a good Memorial Day bopper. Yeah, for sure.
That'll be good. On our long weekend, I need to commit to listening to other music. We'll be back on. We'll probably be back late on Tuesday. Are you traveling? You're going to Florida, yeah.
No, I'm going down the shore. I'll be back on Tuesday.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. So then Tuesday's episode will be out later in the day. Yeah. So just prepare yourselves for that. Act accordingly. And until then, we will catch on the flip.
Yep. Love you guys.
Bye.